Each year, Time magazine looks into its own rearview mirror and puts the biggest image it sees on its cover, the person of the year. And in 2003, Time magazine saw the American soldier for his and her impact globally. Time isn't the only news entity to reflect on the people and events that influenced the world this year. Our own Brian Unger joins us from New York with his list, and without even having seen it, let me assure you, ladies and gentlemen, this is not the position of National Public Radio.
Thanks for getting behind me on this, Alex.
You're welcome, Brian. Let's get started. Who is the Unger Report's Person of the Year?
The gastrointestinal bypass.
Mm-hmm. The gastrointestinal bypass?
Well, Alex, one can't measure the triumph of excavating the stomach and reducing what's left to the size of a Dixie cup, or measure how it will affect us as a helplessly overeating nation. I mean, throw all your Atkins South Beach low-carb diet books away. Nothing will ever beat a spoonful for breakfast, a thimble size for lunch, and a sensible morsel for dinner. Obesity, as we know it, Alex, could be over.
Okay, that's really interesting, Brian. But if the Unger Report had to pick a person of the year rather than, say, a procedure, who would that be?
The makeover.
The makeover?
Mm-hmm. This year, whether it's your bedroom, your face, or a political candidate, the power of the makeover by a queer guy or otherwise telecast on every electronic frequency available to man taught us that, yeah, cosmetic changes, not substantive ones, will make us feel better about where we sleep, who we sleep with, and who's asleep at the switch.
Okay, well, Time did pick the whistleblower last year, and Peacekeepers in 93, and of course, the computer was their person of the year 20 years ago or something. But let's just say, the Unger Report has to pick a person of the year. Who would that be?
Gosh, probably Terror.
Terror?
Mm-hmm. It would have to be Terror, or the terrorist, maybe Fear, or just the fear of terror. Perhaps even the fear of the terror index. I mean, what is it, at orange or something? That's pretty scary.
Yeah.
You know, in fact, there was so much terror this year, I kind of forgot what was so terrifying. Mad cow, or I think it was the flu. Alex, can you help me out there?
Brian, I can't. Listen, Brian, something's got to give here. I'm going to ask you just, please, one more time. In the Unger Report's recap of 2003, who is the single one person of the year?
Yeah, I didn't really expect to get this much pressure today. But if it must, and I'm feeling the heat in here, the Unger Report's person of the year is the year in review. The recap.
The recap?
Yeah, or the look back. Because listen, Alex, everyone will do it. And without it, we'd have to pick one human being that defined what the heck happened to us for the past 365 days. And I'll tell you, that's impossible.
Brian, thank you.
Have a terrific 04, Alex.
Listeners can look back at the Unger Reports from 2003 at our website. It's also where the Unger Reports Person of the Year is nowhere to be found.